Emma Willard is acknowledging that there have been past incidents of sexual abuse on campus. Notably, last year, a woman came forward with allegations that she was sexually assaulted while a student in 1998 by her then coach. That incident was settled out of court. But in the following months, the Troy Girls School has tried to show its students and the community that it is committed to safety. Head of school Dr. Susan Grosbeck sat down Thursday to guide reporters through the policy most recently updated in December.
The well-being of our students, past and present, is so important to us. But really what we're establishing is the future of our school, that things going forward will be a conscious decision about how we do our everyday life.
The so-called Healthy Boundaries initiatives include a new sexual harassment policy, revised student and employee handbooks, and an enhanced code of conduct. It comes after what Grosbeck called a complete audit of the safety of the school population and takes into account input from students, parents, and alumni. There will be some differences for incoming students going forward. Shelley Marr, Dean of Students and Well-Being at Emma Willard, explained that all students were informed of the changes.
So for all of the freshmen, that was the first time that they'd had that experience, and we will continue to do that. So that's one example. I'll take health classes, for example, where we've continued to spend more and more time around creating a safe environment, looking at healthy relationships. We've got student leaders who spend time with both our boarding and day population. So they're, I think, spending some more time with parents too.
The school also has forged a new partnership with Culture of Respect, a program formed in 2013 out of nationwide concern over campus safety from parents of college-age students. Emma Willard is the first high school to participate in the program that's already working with 13 colleges nationwide. Working with the school, Culture of Respect crafted a 60-day action plan on training, prevention, and communication with stakeholders. Thomas Crossan is a parent of an Emma Willard grad and a member of the school's core leadership team, created as part of the partnership with Culture of Respect. Crossan said he became involved after hearing his daughter and friends discuss the school and safety last year.
They felt safe here. They felt that people, the staff, everybody was concerned about it and was looking out for them. And that made my wife and I feel very comfortable. And over the 4.5 years that I've met all these people and worked with these people, I just piggybacked on how she feels, because I feel they aren't just here to educate. They're here to protect them and to help them grow and look out for, unfortunately, sexual assault.
In the past year, Emma Willard has also invited Troy Police to come discuss sexual assault with students. Emma Willard officials said they could not discuss historical allegations regarding sexual assault, but said an external investigation is underway and that a thorough report will be released. Reporting from Troy for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.